Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. This is Jim Pugiamsis. I'm the author of Get Connected in the 21st Century, online authoring strategies that work. I work with speakers and authors to help them learn, speak, and socialize, and monetize their strengths and change the world from the front of the room. Today is going to be a great show. We're going to talk about the journey of reading. At the end, I'm going to have a challenge for you to be part of my journey. So in the next 25 minutes or so, I want to share insights on what I have done as far as reading. So years ago, I actually collected comics. Read lots of comics, and it was fun. My brother and my other friends used to go by, read them, and buy them by the stacks. And about 10, maybe 15 years ago, I sold them, and that was it. After that, I began to read. I remember reading Danny Dunn mystery books, which was an exciting thing to do. And then, obviously went to school, so I had to read books there, which some were thick, some were thin. after that, I worked 10 years in retail, and I don't know, I picked up maybe the odd book here and there, but in 2003, I think that's where it really shifted for me. I began involved in personal development. I met two great mentors, and one of them had said, readers are leaders. And I was part of a development system for almost 7 years, so I used to read at least a book a month on a different topic and also listen to CDs. But what I found about reading books was the fact that I got to learn. And I'm proud to say that now I've become an author and I've had a chance to share my books. But in the beginning, I believe that the part of reading allows you to not just understand a particular topic or learn from others, it really allows you to start to formulate your ideas. And I've done a little bit of knowledge reading about this topic and actually spoken to an individual this. And what he told me was reading has been a topic that has been done for many years, from back in the ages when you used to do it on tablets and send tablets via horse ride to different communities. That was social media back then. And so that was something that that was done for ages. And now we've progressed. We have touch of a button. You can write something, share it. You can, if you're not a writer, you can take an article and share it with your network. And that has definitely changed the aspect. But there's been studies done that reading could help help you not get certain diseases, Alzheimer's and so forth, because you're keeping the mind active and keeping the mind learning. That's why the learning mind is a sharp mind. And for myself, I will tell you later in the show here what has made an impact for me in a lot of great ways. So reading books, and I have here, I call it the shelf help. I have probably, maybe 200-300 books of my, I guess, personal favorites here. And so what I like to share is that I made a video about 2 years ago. I put it on my tripod towards the shelf help book, and I say, okay, I'm going to read these books, I'm going to review these books, and I'm going to give them away. So I put it on video is probably the best thing to do, and I'm glad I did it. So I have a video that I can do it, so I can put it online and later on and tell you that I actually did it. And I'm glad to tell you, I'm so glad I made that decision, because this is what has happened. I've continued to read. I'm reading a book right now called Life is What You Make It by Peter Buffett. And I got a bunch of other books that I'll share here near the end that I'm going to be reading here over the next 5-6 months. But making that decision was impactful, because it wasn't about what I was doing. I wanted to share with my community. And I believe that was the piece that I really realized that was the missing piece all these years, that I was doing it. When I was a part of that development system, I was reading the books, and my mentor asked me to send in messages and update messages to him. And at one point, one of the messages I started sending was book reviews. So I read the book, and then I send a little message. It got so popular that my mentor would pass it on to the group, which was a huge thrill. It would go to thousands of people, and I have these messages saved. And I listen to them sometimes, and it was all these books that I read, and I would make a little synopsis, maybe 2-3 minutes. And it was great. It was a great experience, and my mentor really appreciated it. I think that was the beginning of me becoming that book reviewer. My mentor had made many statements that I was a world reporter, and who would have thought that that would have been a next step for me. So it was a very proud moment. So moving forward, I started reading books. I started going on my blog and reviewing them, sharing them on my newsletter, sharing them with friends, and it was a cool experience. And so I just started about maybe 3 years ago, and then I started really getting adventurous. A friend of mine, Sujit Reddy, we have partnered up and talking about this new idea of becoming a savvy networker. And the story I share with people is Johnny Depp and Jack Sparrow in the Pirates of the Caribbean. He is a savvy networker. Actually said, "Are you savvy?" So that's why I portray the savvy networker. And it's been great because I think you have to be a savvy networker. And Suji's definitely great at it. I always love watching him go on networking. And that's where he wrote this article that we will definitely be sharing here in the near future. So what I did is because I do a fair amount of networking, I am a networker, I enjoy doing that, I began to go out there and meet other authors. What ended up happening was I used to ask them, can you give me a complimentary copy of your book and I'll read, review it, and put it online. And once you know it, I started getting these books. And that was, again, another decision that really changed the impact of what I was doing, because I was reading my shelf help. I was reading other people's books. And the blessing that was in that was the fact that I was reading books that would not have read in a million years. Which was an experience in itself, because I got to read books that were about the 20th century. And there was a book I read called The Temptation of a Cook. I read about almost 6 or 7 books about women back in the 20th century, which is definitely an experience to get that, understand that perspective and how women were treated then and even now. And again, it was just reading something a little different. And it was challenging, I have to admit. Some books took me a couple of months to read. Now, it wasn't because I was reading slow, just I really understand it. And there's a woman here in Toronto, her name is Jenny Lind, and she's written a number of books about her experience in Europe and in Toronto. And I've had a chance to, again, read a few books. She's written a few more since then. And at one point, I was in the middle of one of her books, and I met her in an event. I was telling her, I was about halfway through, and I was telling her, "Yeah, I'm probably worried about the Ming the Merciless." She goes, "Oh my God, Ming the Merciless!" And she was like so captivated that I remembered that I go about that. And she says, "Wow, you're really into it." I go, "Listen, when I'm into the book, I go, especially the first part. I mean, there was some interesting passages in the first book there." She goes, "I bet you're interested in those things." I said, "Yeah, we'll talk about that further another day." And it was fun. And again, I really, again, vest my interest in reading the books, understanding the author and what they're writing. And that just kept going. And then I put it on social media, and then I started getting books in the mail, which is again really hilarious. I get books in the mail coming in. I'm like, okay, all right. Then I met an author, a lady here who works with authors. And she goes, "Would you like to read a book on poetry and things like that?" I'm like, "Sure, send it." So I wrote books about poetry, which was interesting read. And when I use these terms, interesting and all that, I mean them in a very positive way, for sure. So I read books on that. And again, it was just books I would not have read anyways in my journey. And then, so I started reviewing them, and then I started talking to friends about them. And then things got more interesting where in my neighborhood here, especially between May and September here in downtown Toronto, there's a lot of yard sales. And I would pick up books. And there's a gentleman here near where I live, had a little shop in the corner there, and I would buy some books, you know, some for $1, some for $2. So I was like, okay, so just books I want to read. So then it got so bad where I was falling behind all these books I wanted to get done. So I'm like, okay, some of them were thick, and some of them were thin, and some of them were tough reads, some of them were easy reads. And then after that, I was like, okay, what do I do with these books? So I was collecting these books, and I had books here on my shelf. I had some books in a bucket, and I had some books in the garage. Okay, so then, oh, this is getting a little too much here. So I have to find ways to give them away. So there's these little little mini houses books that people put in there in front of their houses throughout here my area. So I used to put the books in there. That would help. And then last year I worked in the King and Dufferin area in Liberty Village, and in the building I was at, they had a shelf where you can give and take books. I was like, yes! So I would bring about 6 or 7 books. I put them in. I check. People would take them. I put more. So that would help. So I found ways to repurpose them. I also, in 2014, I worked for a co-working space here in Toronto called Camaraderie Co-Working. What I did was I donated about, I don't know, 300 books. That was great. I took pictures. I wrote about it. It was amazing. And people used to come in and borrow books and take them. It was a huge thing that I was really proud that I did. And again, at the end of the day, it's about taking that initiative and doing it. So that's a little bit of the history of what I've done. So let's talk about the impact. The impact is when you know, there's a saying, readers are leaders. And you probably heard about it, but let me tell you the power of what that means. So when you read all these books, and they can say you're a bookworm, you're a book addict, that's a positive thing, let me tell you. What has happened is I have become a source expert in topics, especially about 20th century women. I've written about 6 or 7 books. So in conversations, I can have conversations about that. And especially when you go out doing a different events and networking, it comes in really handy in a very, very positive way because you're in tune with them, especially like if you've traveled a lot. I've been to different parts of Ontario here and the United States. I mean, deep south. I went to Arkansas. I've been to Texas just a few days ago. I was talking to a woman about the southern part of the United States, and we're exchanging stories. As I've been there. You've been to Arkansas? Yeah, it's way down there. Again, you're in tune. That really engages. You become that savvy networker, that person of interest. And believe me, the other person really pays attention. So all that reading that you're doing in silence comes out. And that's a powerful thing when you become that leader and that expert in that area. And I really mean expert because you've taken that and spent time on it. And I really realized that's a great experience to go through. And it really helps your conversations. Who doesn't want to go to a party and be able to have a conversation about a topic that they're passionate about, but the other person is? And just by reading a book, you bridge that gap. That's mastery at its best. And that's part of why I encourage people to read about different topics. A lot of my friends who I hear reading, I always ask them. My friend Joe Collins, an avid reader, we've exchange books numerous times. He gave me a book called Pivot by Adam Markle. It's going to be the third book I'm going to read here this year. And you read other people reading books, and it's great. I see people on social media posting about books. I see stuff in the Star here, Toronto Star, about books they're reading. And you really, just your whole mindset changes. And it's a cool thing. That's what I believe when you evolve and you learn new things. Like I just learned how to edit, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, I'm going to go a little off track here. I hated editing. I took an online course by Jan Keck and Natalia Cantor on kick-ass video editing. I finished the course, and I edited my own video. I mean, me telling you this is unbelievable. Like, I hated editing. I just did it with a passion. But little steps, I got it. Exactly about reading. The one other thing I would address, go back on topic here, is about the speed at which you read. So this is a topic that always comes up. People say, I'm a slow reader. Fantastic. What will happen is, as you begin to read, you'll pick up to become better reader and a quicker reader. It may take time. Being a slow reader, that's fine, because you're understanding what you're reading. It's not a negative, and it's a very strong positive to be able to do that. Yes, I probably my speed of my reading has probably increased. Also a side effect of what has happened also is that I have edited books. So I've read so many books. Sometimes you see some mistakes in books. I underline them, but I've edited 6 books for friends over the past 5 years. It's been, again, another interesting experience, all because of the books. So all these little side things have happened, have been positive because of the fact of what I've done. And I think that that's something when you just don't know where it's going to happen after. And then just doing this audio today to share my experience is something that I was thinking about doing. I was, I'm going to do this, because I think that you have to get your expertise out there. One of the things is I do is learn, speak, socialize, leads to monetize, and change the world from the front room. What I mean by that is you're constantly learning, you're constantly speaking, you're constantly socializing. Once you monetize that, and that's the part where I have done that. I've done that with my Public Speakers Association. I've done that offering different types of packages. I'm launching some new packages here in the coming months to do so. But at the end of the day, is why not use that expertise? I think that making something you enjoy and sharing with the world is a very positive thing. I tell people all the time, goes, well, if you turn off that TV and read a book, you're probably making an impact that way. And I think that there's other things you can do. You can read a book, you can listen to an audio, you can always learn. Just me taking this course over the past 6 weeks was definitely a big experience for me. And now I'm telling people about it. I downloaded this software now, and now I can edit. And now if I could do some small things, I can edit my own thing. This audio here, I actually share it on my blog, on my newsletter. The one I did last week on Learn, Speak, Socialize for 2017, a lot of friends of mine listened to it. They actually told me they listened to it, which is great. This one here I'm sharing on Twitter and Blog Talk Radio this morning. We'll see people listen to it. But at the end of the day, I'll have a chance to repurpose this. So going back into the reading is – It's a skill. It's something that you're going to get better at. And this is where I tell individuals about the fact as is reading will allow you to get into the world of someone else. And you get to do this in all of these books. I have here Adam Markill, Hug the Haters by Jay Baer, Ask Gary Vee by Gary Vaynerchuk, Broken Smith, Trust Agents, The Loyalty Leap by Brian Pearson, a book on poker, how to play poker. That's a thick one there. So How Scripts Are Made, Drive Your Woman Wild in Bed. I mean, I'm just going all the tangent, but those are the 6-7 books I'm going to read now. And again, it's all about taking that expertise. And I look forward to giving way more books. And part of another thing that's happened is having some of the authors of my network give me their books to give away for free, to sell. Again, so many of these things. And that's why I was excited to do this, to share what has happened. But at the end of the day, with the time that I have allotted, is I want to take this to you. So I want to challenge who's ever listening to this right now is to get a book and read it. Whatever you like, whatever topic, you can go to your local library and borrow a book. You can ask a friend if they have any books. You can go online, post a message on Facebook. Listen, I listen to this radio show. Anybody have good books to read? Go out there and share on social media. Social media is very powerful, especially Facebook. You'll get an answer very quickly. And do that. Start that process. And then track me down. I'll give you my information here at the end. Track me down. Send me an email. I'm more than happy to share it on my blog for you and review it and put your name on it. More than all, that's my gift to you is share that and get it out there. If you have your own blog, if you have your own way of sharing it, do it. And you will definitely feel a difference in how you feel about it. You become part of that process. And I really believe that reading these books and listening to audiobooks sometimes was great, and has been a great journey. I was interviewed by Centennial College, my alumni, and they were putting up an article this week on their blog where sharing over 2 pages my journey. And I told them, readers are leaders. It's part of me evolving and becoming an author and writing in 2008 and writing ebooks and then the book coming out online and writing other articles was just a transformation. And I hope that I get to empower others to do so. I speak at schools all the time. I do work with DECA, Junior Achievement of Ontario. I have a young nephew now, and he's almost 2 years old here in February. And he's an avid reader. He has all these books in English and some in Greek. And I sit down with him sometimes with maybe 3-4 minutes of his attention and read a book. And I hope that I get to empower him to become a great reader. And I think that he definitely has shown that even at that age. So I see people older than myself. My dad reads the – I see him reading the newspaper, Greek newspaper all the time. My mom reads it. A lot of people on my network are readers. I just never either asked or seen them until you asked them about that. And in the Toronto Star here on the weekends, they take pictures of people on the subway reading books. I think that's a great thing to do. But again, sharing it on my blog and over the past few years, reading these books, and it's been a great experience. And again, it's all about the dialogue. I had my friend Dwayne Richards. He was reading a number of books, and we're talking about that. And for me, it's about, again, getting the word out. So the aspect of this show is to share a little bit about my experience, but also to that you can be part of it as well. And there's many books out there. It can be a fiction book. There's no selection as to which one it is. Just pick something you want to read about. And again, it's not going to maybe not be easy in the beginning because maybe you haven't read a book in a long time, ever since university. That's okay. Again, it all comes back to the fact that beginning a new skill. And, beginning here 2017, I've challenged myself to learn new skills. And is it going to be easy? No. No, I have a number of other skills that I'll definitely be going to be doing shows later in the year that I'm working on right now. I mean, especially the editing. I don't know if I can teach a course right now on it, but I'm definitely going to get better at it. I've come a long way in 3 weeks. So I even did something I shared it with a private group, and they were like, whoa, closing last few minutes is this. The goal is, what can you do to evolve and get better? We all know that we all want to succeed in our careers, and no matter what we're doing. And I believe that even if you are working in a particular industry and you want to understand the industry better, well, there's probably some material you can read. When I was with a logistics company, from 2003 to 2011, I was part of a diversity council for 3 years, which was a good experience. So I began to read a lot of things about diversity. We had internal curriculum about diversity. I still went to Arkansas. So I was talking about in different diversity down the road. But again, that experience over the years put me at a level where I became an expert in that area. And I think that's a very powerful thing to do. So I will continue to do that, and I hope that this message, you just listen to it, but you take it in and take action. Because when you begin to take that action, that's where you see it. And again, my mentors really imparted me, and now I have mentors who are empowering me to other things, to get sharper in other areas, which I didn't believe that I could do in some ways. But actually, the action is where rubber meets the road. And now with technology, definitely doing this audio here, I actually also record myself on video as well as see how I'm saying it and potentially do a video of this down the road, maybe a small video on it. Again, Facebook Live, you can do a lot of cool things. And I believe that I want to get that message out. The learn, speak, socialize, leads to monetize is an actual living action that I take every day. And many of my friends tell me about the fact that I live it. You're persistent. You follow up. And I go, what else is there to do? You know, it's almost like, what are you talking about? What else is there to do? You got to do it. So I hope that this message relates with you and that you do it. I'm here to support you. You can reach me in different number of different ways. You can find me on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, social media channels. My name is JimPagimTzis. Again, you can find me on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. You can go to www.JimPagimTzis.ca. You'll see my homepage. You'll see a little bit about me, my speaking. I'm the director of the Public Speakers Association here in Toronto. I'm also a course certified solution provider with Constant Contact. I also do speaking here in different areas of the city. I have a number of events that I'll be running here in the summertime here in Toronto. I hope to be doing some traveling into the United States here later in the year. But again, it's all about that impact and that you take. It doesn't have to take a lot of time. Reading is something that you can do at any time. So the last little here with the minutes I have is, when can you do it? The only thing I'm going to forget about that. So reading can be done in little blocks. So one of the things I suggest is look at your day and think, when can I do this? You're probably going to say either maybe in lunchtime if you're working, or in the evening on the subway if it's not too bad. But you got to find that time period. I would find maybe 15 minutes to 20 minutes in the beginning and see where the best time is. Please say at night, I would say don't do it in bed. The reason is that you're ready to go to sleep. Do it in a chair, somewhere where you're not going to fall asleep, because that can happen. Happens to me sometimes. So find a spot in your day and make it a habit. Make it a habit where you're doing it every day. 21 days to make a habit, ladies and gentlemen. 21 days to do it. You've heard this before. So find a time and do it. And keep doing it. And then when you know you're getting better, then you can do it half an hour. So I say half an hour of 40 minutes is probably the peak time to do it. A couple of chapters, stop, bookmark, make a note. So that was the scope of the journey. I really appreciate everybody listening today. And at the end of the day, as I said, learn, speak, and socialize to monetize is something that you can do. Learning is an ongoing process. I hope that you take on this challenge. Let me know. My email address is jim@pagimtzis.com. Email me, and we can talk then. So, Jim Pagiam says, I'm the author of Get Connected in the 21st Century. I work with speakers and authors to learn, speak, and socialize and help them monetize their gifts and share and change the world from the front of the room. Thank you. And again, go out there, read, learn, apply what you know, and hopefully have you share my social circles. Jim Pagiam says, have an awesome day.